is America's Healthcare Advocate.
Broadcasting coast to coast across the USA.
Your guide to protecting your personal health. Bringing you simplified answers to the complex questions surrounding healthcare.
Everything from cancer to liver transplants.
Nutrition. Exercise.
My yoga and Pilates instructor, Dana Goodale.
Mental health and even pet care.
Dr. Wayne Hunhausen, Westwood Animal Hospital.
Empowering you to take control of your health and wellness.
My very special guest today, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Welcome back, Grace Marie.
Well, Carrie, it's a pleasure to be with you. And I do have to say, you are the most knowledgeable about health policy. Just superlative.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
And now, America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. All the shows are posted up there along with our 16 podcast platforms and our YouTube channel, America's Healthcare Advocate. So you want to tell somebody about a show or just follow us on the podcast or on the YouTube, you can do that. It's America's Healthcare Advocate. We have two news stations in Kansas. I want to welcome to the America's Healthcare Advocate family, KMAN, KMAN-AM. That's almost a tongue twister, Dave. 1350 in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. We're so happy to have them on board as one of our new affiliates across the state of Kansas. And KSAL, 1150 AM in Salina, Kansas. Welcome. Very happy to have you all on board as part of the America's Healthcare Advocate family. We have grown significantly across the state of Kansas, and we're happy to have these folks on board. Our producers, Dave, Mr. Dave Thiessen behind the cameras, who puts all these shows together, posts them up on our YouTube platform and all of our podcast platforms, and Garner Cowdery here in the studio at Cumulus, our flagship station here in Kansas City. So if you have questions about Medicare, the show's going to be all about Medicare today, but you can always call the lovely Carol Lee Steele, who happens to be in studio today. If you have questions any place in the country, you're looking for coverage on Medicare or ACA, whether it's a MedSup or Medicare Advantage program, she can help you. It doesn't matter where you are. So please feel free to give her a call at 877-385-2224. Also, the folks over at RPS Benefits by Design have a new program, a new plan available for people that are 1099 employees. So if you're a 1099 employee, give them a call over there and ask about gig care. Gig care is designed specifically for 1099 folks. If you're an Uber driver, if you're a contract ER doc, or you're a real estate agent, whatever the case may be, and you're on 1099 and not getting a subsidy on ACA, the gig care plan might be the right thing for you. Give them a call over RPS Benefits by Design, 877-385-2224. You might be surprised what you find out. Well, welcome back.
Thank you, Carrie. Good to be back.
Great to have you in here. We're going to talk today with Carol Lee about Medicare and about ACA and a whole host of things. We're going to talk about some shenanigans that are going on out there as well. In fact, you know what? Why don't we just lead with that? So when I was doing show prep this morning, about 5 in the morning, you and I were talking. Early birds.
Yeah, early birds.
Yeah. And you told me that people are experiencing solicitors coming to their front door.
Oh, my God.
Soliciting about Medicare. So let's just talk about that a minute and what the issue is there.
Well, in CMS, the government, when we do all our AHIP training and things, it's specifically in there. No one is allowed to go to their door. I was happening to talk to the sweet couple turning 65 in March and in May. And while I was talking to them about the process of getting A and B, et cetera, someone knocked at the door, and it was someone trying to sell a Medicare supplement to the wife because she was turning 65. I go, they are not supposed to do that. There is strict rules about that.
Yeah, that is a clear violation of the CMS rules. And if that happens, you should get that person's name and turn around and report them, because that is 100% wrong. You are not allowed to solicit senior citizens on Medicare in person of any kind. You're not allowed to do outbound calls to solicit new people on Medicare either. So there are some very strict rules around this, so people do not take advantage of those of us that are chronologically challenged, okay? And people going to your door it was some kind of high-pressure sales tactic is 100% wrong. That's the first time I heard that one in a long time.
Oh, and it was the third person that had been to her home since, like, for the last, in the last 3 months. And that's what's so, you know, it puts such a bad connotation on us, you know, the other agents that actually are trying to be there. We're trying to help them. We're trying to walk through something they've never been before for them to come down. So, you know, we're not all alike, so. But, yeah, be careful of those.
No.
Very much.
This, you know, this is clearly a high-pressure sales tactic. If you let them in your home, it's a mistake, okay? And number two, they're in violation of the CMA. They can have their ticket pulled for doing this. So if this happens, you know, get there, ask them for a business card. That's what I would suggest, okay? And then, you know, you can find the CMS website, go up there and report it on the CMS website, because this is wrong. This needs to stop. This is, you know, this borders on elder abuse. This is the kind of thing that shouldn't be allowed to go on out there. And as Carol Lee said, this paints everybody with the same brush. When you've got a few bad actors out there, that makes everybody look the same way. And this is definitely not good. So if you have to be a victim of this, I strongly urge you to just ask them for a card or submit who they are, and then turn around and turn that in. Because it's 100% wrong, and they should not be doing it. So that's interesting. You've seen this happen more than once.
Well, I have, but for her to experience it three times—that's
my point.
That's like unheard of. So I don't know what is going on out there, or whether they're just trying to, you know, vulture for business. But it's not the way that we handle any type of
business. And it's not the correct way to do it. And the other thing is, if they give you a card and maybe they're soliciting a Medicare Advantage plan for Aetna or United or Blue Cross, the other thing to do would be to reach out and report them to the folks at Aetna or United or Blue Cross, because the carrier will be held responsible for this. This is, you know, this kind of stuff rolls downhill. So if somebody says they're representing a particular carrier, and they're doing something that is 100% outside of the bounds of what is allowed, what the rules are very specific about this, then they should most certainly be turned into Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS. There's a phone number on their website. You go up and pull it down. They've got a phone number up there. You can certainly call them if you see this happening. Here's another thing. While we're doing that, I'm just going to segue to this. The other thing, and this is not people knocking on your door, and it's not illegal by any stretch of the imagination or outside rules, but these television ads that we see up there with Joe Namath and William Devane and Mike Huckabee, and, you know, the list goes on, okay, for you to call their number. First of all, if you ever do that, you're going to get bombarded, regardless of whether you want to talk to them in any detail or not. They will never stop hounding you. Until you relent and talk to one of their salespeople trying to sell you a plan. It's a high pressure tactic. These people are not in your geographic area. They're typically in a call center someplace you have no idea where they are. They might even be in Guatemala for all you know. Okay, and as a result of that, it's not a good place to go. And I urge you, and I've said this many, many times on this show, do not call those phone numbers on television. If you want someone to help you, you can call the folks at RPS Benefits by Design at 877-385-2224. Look, if you just want to talk to somebody, you know, they're not high-pressure salespeople. You know, what Carol Lee does is they sit down and they show you everything that's on what's available in the marketplace. These are all the plans. They give you the information, and then you let them make the choice.
Right. And the kicker is that they have... You know, obviously, these people are sales volume driven, and we are not. And if you're sales volume driven, we take care of people. We go over their entire, you know, what is best for them as far as non-negotiables, doctors and medications. And we look at the individual, and we don't do sales pressure whatsoever. We just take care of people.
And here's the other thing, you know, this is the thing. When I ran Benefits by Design before it merged with Northwestern Mutual RPS, we were always there for these folks. They do the same thing. So when those high-pressure salespeople, if you talk to one of them, ask them who you go to when there's a claims problem or a provider problem, because trust me, there will be a problem. It, you know, somewhere along the line, you're going to have an issue with getting a pre-cert or getting an approval or whatever the case may be. Who are you going to call at that call center when you need help? Are you going to get that same person back on the phone? No, you're not, okay? And that's the difference between using a qualified, certified agent. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been kind of in the insurance 2010, but done Medicare for quite a long time.
There you go. So that gives you some idea of the level of experience and what they can do. We're going to come right back after the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about new to Medicare. So you're 64. You're looking at all this stuff out there. You're confused. We're going to talk about that Medicare alphabet soup that's out there and explain to you how all of that works. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HR Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIA Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. So I had a lady in West Virginia who heard the show and had a question on the GigCare product, and she reached out to me. We had a conversation. We were able to help her. If you do have a question or anything I can help you with, please go to the website, send me an email. I get the emails. I turn around and respond to them. I'm happy to chat with you. If you have a suggestion, a topic, maybe you need help with something, please feel free to go to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. Also, the podcast platforms are out there. If you want to tell somebody about the show, this particular show, if they're aging into Medicare or it's a friend of yours, or maybe it's a spouse, this is a great way to learn the best way to do this, and the way to do it without causing a problem for yourself down the road, because you either didn't understand something or got pressured into buying something you really probably shouldn't have bought. So let's switch to this, Carol Lee, and talk about aging into Medicare. So the first thing that happens is people go, they look at this, and I'm talking about, I've had people that worked at insurance carriers for 20 years, and when it came time to do Medicare, because they didn't work in the Medicare side, had no idea what to do. Mm-hmm. So it's confusing. You've got this whole Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, Part F, Part G. So let's just start with what is Part A, and then what is Part B? So let's start there.
Okay. Medicare Part A is hospitalization and typically comes at no cost to us because we put into Social Security. Part B is going to be your medical services. That does come with a premium. This year, it's $185 is the basic one. You are going to pay a little more, which is called an IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount, if you are a higher earner. So they're going to look back 2 years, so at 2023, and they're going to look at your bottom line taxable income, and then they will adjust accordingly. Now, it will recalculate every year, so you're not going to be stuck with that, because obviously if you retire, your income is going to be significantly lower. And you can appeal that if for some reason in 2023 you sold a big business or your aunt left you a lot of money and that's not your typical, you can file an appeal with the federal government and get a reduction on that. So that covers about 80% of all services.
Oh, what happens to the other 20%,
Carol? That's where we come into play. So we will look for either Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage, drug plans, et cetera, to cover what Medicare does not. Now, it's not a requirement to have that. However, Medicare, if it only covers about 80%, if you have a $100,000 medical occurrence, 20% is yours. So that, and there is no out-of-pocket with Medicare.
So here's the thing you need to understand, okay, as an example. Medicare Advantage plans now have more people enrolled in them than are enrolled in original Medicare. That's the first time that's happened in history. Mm-hmm. That happened last year,
yeah.
And it continued this year. There's a reason people are doing this. We'll get into the Medicare Advantage plans in a minute, but the point that Carol Lee made, you know, my wife suffers from heart condition. She was hospitalized. We had some major work done. I think that at the end of the day, it was somewhere around $250,000. We have a Medicare supplement plan with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. We did not pay a dime. Mm-hmm. Not a dime. There was no deductible, no co-insurance, nothing out of pocket. Now, MedSups are structured very different than Medicare Advantage. We'll talk about that as we go through the broadcast today. But my point in telling you that is, if we had been stuck with a $200,000 bill, you know, 20% of $200,000, $250,000, you're looking at $40,000 or $50,000 there. You know, we're semi-retired, so you need to understand that when you just do Medicare, you're leaving that hole wide open.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize as well, you know, that they have to have some type of a Part D drug plan, regardless of whether they take medications or not. We can look to see what is the least expensive on there. If not, you will incur a penalty for every month that you did not have Medicare. So, like, for instance, someone came to me and they're like, well, I didn't take anything, so I haven't had a drug plan for 3 years. Well, that's 36 months times, it's like 1% of the average drug plan, so like 34 cents times 36 for life, every month for life. And there's no getting around that, you know, unless you're low income, et cetera, you can have, but that's very important. So they go, nobody told me I had to have a drug plan. You do have to have a drug plan. Even if it's a zero premium, you have to have a drug plan.
Yeah, so, and that's important to understand. There are zero premium drug plans out there.
Yes, they are.
They're restrictive Part D plans. They're not going to cover everything. There are a lot of inexpensive drug plans. This is what I'm talking about when I say, don't get on the phone with somebody that you see on television and try to go through this, because they're not going to be interested in that. They're interested in selling you one product and one product only. Okay, maybe you know that particular call center is contracted to sell nothing but Medicare supplements, and that's what they're going to try to sell you. And Medicare supplements have a fairly substantial premium, I can tell you, because I've had one since I was 65. Or maybe they're only selling Medicare Advantage, but a Medicare supplement plan would suit you better because maybe you travel in the winter and you're not fond of, 5-degree weather out here in Kansas, okay? And you want to be somewhere else. So, you know, that means that a Medicare Advantage plan might not work for you. These are all things that you need to understand when you're dealing with Medicare. And if you don't, you're going to make a decision that you're probably going to regret. Right.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all. I mean, you have Medicare, you're like, everything's the same. No, it isn't. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We're going to determine, you know, how do you... I always tell people, I go, it's a financial decision, obviously. It's also how do you typically use medical services. But a lot of it, what I tell people, it's what's your comfort level. Everyone has a different comfort level when it comes to risk and things of that nature. So we kind of determine that. We get to know the client and kind of go over exactly what they have going on. You know?
Yeah, and so for us, as an example, the Medicare supplement is we will never get off of the Plan F, which is no longer available. They're all Plan G now,
uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Plan G, is it Plan G and Plan H, or just Plan G?
G, there's GN and other ones, but G is kind of the top dog.
That's the one, and that's got a small deductible, and it's different, but we're on the old Plan F. We're grandfathered in. We'll never get off of it, and the reason is obvious, because of Lori's medical conditions and the bills that we would incur if we were on a Medicare Advantage plan. It makes no sense for us. But for other people, they don't have the money to pay for Medicare mm-hmm. supplement, and it makes no sense for them to move over to try to go to a MedSup when a Medicare Advantage can be zero premium, very low premium.
Yes. And kind of piggybacking on that, there's about 33% of all individuals over 65 that are actually going to continue to work. Then what happens? What do you do? Do I need to get Medicare? Do I need to get Medicare Part A? Defer your B? So it really depends. I was talking to you during break that, you know, we had a couple who we did a Zoom meeting. They had some 65-year-olds that were turning 65 coming up this year. But the employer paid 100% of their current premium, and they're over 20 employees. Stay where you are.
Yeah.
Absolutely stay where you are.
And they wouldn't have heard that if they'd have called that phone number on the television.
Exactly.
I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's why it's really important. It's like we do the right thing by them. Stay on the employer plan. And then we have that trust with them that when they decide to retire or go less, you know, lose their employer coverage, they're going to come to us because they know that we will take care of them and they will do that. So,
and that's critical. This is a big decision, and you shouldn't make a decision like this without some help. Yeah. If you want help, you can call RPS Benefits by Dine. Talk to the lovely Carol Lee Steele at 877-385-2224, 877-385-2224. Their website is RPS Benefits by Design, Inc. www.ahiptraining.com if you want to go up on the website. Give them a call. They'd be happy to help you. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to get a little further into this in terms of what are the different plans, how do they work, and what makes the best sense for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Welcome back to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. You know, this is really confusing stuff, and we're hoping we're taking some of that confusion out of it. But if you just want to talk to somebody, you can call Carol Lee or one of her associates at 877-385-2224. I don't care where you're at in the country. Give them a call. They'll be happy to help you and explain to you what's available. Just like she just explained, that here's a couple that the employer is paying 100% of their health insurance. Why would they want to go to Medicare and pay a Part B premium and then maybe get a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage? They don't need to do that. They don't even need a Part D, because they're already on a plan that is paid for by their employer. And you know, this is kind of a phenomenon that's happening. There are a lot of people 65 years old that are not retiring.
Yes.
There are a lot of people 70 plus that are still working and continue to work. You know, I'm 75 years old. I'm still doing this, okay? So you need to understand what the best situation is for you. And not have somebody try to force you into something that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the difference between MedSup and MedAdvantage. I've talked about the fact, you know, Lori and I are on the MedSup. Part of the reason for that is there's no network.
There is no network. Any doctor, any hospital, anywhere, as long as Medicare takes, you know, as long as they take Medicare and Medicare pays for the service you're having, then the Medicare supplement will pay as well. On an F, you don't pay any deductible or anything. On the G plan, you will pay the B deductible. This year, $257. So your medical outlay is $257. But that does come with a premium, okay? So it really depends on zip code, date of birth, et cetera. That will determine what type of MedSup, what the premium is going to be for that. So let's just say you just retired. You're 75 years old. We'd go kind of to your zip code in Kansas City, et cetera. You would have a different premium than I would, than any, you know. So it determined on date of birth, zip code, and carrier. So they're like, well, just give me the cheapest G. Well, it depends on claims paying, customer service, and I look historically as to see what type of increases have they had all along.
Because there are increases. We've gotten increases, not every year, but we've gotten increases quite a few years. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so there are companies that will come in and they'll have a really low premium, and then they'll raise it three times in the year. So I look historically to make sure that they're kind of steady as you go on the increases.
So here's the other thing about MedSup. In that window that you have to sign up when you are 65, go through the window so they know how many days, how many months before the age 65 birthday and how much time afterwards.
Okay, so you have 3 months prior to your birth month.
Okay.
The month of your birth and then 3 months after to be able to get A and B with no penalty.
So that's a 7-month window. But the other thing you can do in that window is you can sign up for Medicare Supplement without going through underwriting.
Correct. Guaranteed okay. issue. Nothing you can have. Healthier than the horse, or you can have leukemia. There are no pre-existing conditions considered.
And here's the thing. So you just heard Carol Lee say, so you signed up for MedSup because some high-pressure clown sold you a plan, and now you find out the premiums are going through the roof and you want to move to another MedSup. Guess what?
Got to go through medical underwriting.
You're going to go back to underwriting. So now if you have a medical condition, let's say like my wife's heart condition, you're not moving. Because you're not going to be accepted. So that's why making the right decision when you start this process is so important, and not trusting it to somebody that's in a call center somewhere that you're never going to hear from again, mm-hmm. if and when you have a problem or an issue and you need help. So those are things I think that are critical for people to understand.
Right. And for, you've got A and B, the cost, and then you've got your Medicare supplement,
and
then the drug plan.
You got to buy a Part D a standalone because it's not included.
Mm-hmm. And you may have a Blue Cross Medicare supplement, and you can have a Humana drug plan.
I have a Blue Cross Medicare supplement. I have an Aetna drug plan.
Yeah, because they don't have to match at all.
They
depends
not.
On, it, totally depends on what you take. You know, the name of the drug, the dosage, and the frequency will determine, you know, what type of drug plan that we're going to put you on.
So it's critical that you, this is what I'm talking about, why it's so important to talk to somebody that's a trusted source and going to give you the kind of information you need. So when you make that initial decision, you're a snowbird, you know. You live in the Midwest, but you go to Florida, you know, the minute we get to February, or you go to Arizona, well, that Medicare Advantage plan may not work, okay? You may need, if you need care, if you have a chronic disease treatment, if you're type 1 diabetic or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. that Med Sup's going to make a lot more sense. But you've got a 7-month window to make that decision as you're rolling into 65. If you don't, okay, and you make a bad decision, then you want to move, like Carol Lee just said, you're going right back through underwriting, and they can decline you, and mm-hmm. they will decline you. Mm-hmm. And that's key to understand that when you're looking at these plans. Let's switch gears now and talk about Med Advantage, because I said in the previous segment, they now have more people on Med Advantage mm-hmm. than are on Medicare. And I remember when the Med Advantage plans first rolled out and there was all this wailing and gnashing of teeth about people moving off, you know, Medicare and the insurance carriers, and this is going to be bad for people. Well, obviously that didn't turn out to be the case, because they're extremely popular with seasoned citizens, those of us that are chronologically challenged, and people continue and the benefits continue. So let's just start talking about what those Medicare Advantage plans look like, Carol.
Medicare Advantage typically are zero premiums. So it's complete opposite of how the Med Sup works. Complete opposite. So zero premium, but they have co-pays, co-insurance, and then out-of-pocket maximums, just kind of like an employer plan would be. So zero for a primary, $35 for a specialist, $290 for like a hospital stay for the day. But all of them have a maximum out-of-pocket, okay? So the maximum out-of-pocket is going, you're never going to pay more than any A and B covered service on that out-of-pocket. So it does limit you as to what you're exposed to. Like, wonder if I have a thing. Well, you've got the limit of $4,000, that's going to be the max you're going to pay in that year for any A and B covered service. So, and most Medicare Advantage plans have the drug plan built into them, so you don't have to have a separate Part D drug plan, which is really beneficial for a lot of people. And Medicare Advantage also has dental, vision, hearing. And so sometimes people like that one-stop shop. They want to be able to have a zero premium. Now, the difference is, almost all of them are network driven. However, you know, a lot of them have amazing broad networks to where, you know, and so we look up all the doctors, hospitals, et cetera, that, and we make sure that they're in network. We will pivot to a Medicare Advantage plan, whether it be Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, that has your doctors in the network. Okay. PPOs versus HMOs. PPOs, you do have out of network services, just in case. You know, it's the flexibility. HMOs, they are restricted to that. So they are network-driven, which is different than the Med Sup. But they do have a lot of benefits, a lot of people love
And the networks are based on geography, are they not?
Yes. So in the KC Metro, where I am, you are right now, you know, a lot of those plans have, you know, very vast networks. And so it's really not hard to get that. It's like when you're out and about and you've got a PPO in case you go to Michigan. On the Advantage plans, emergency and urgent care always will be covered as an in-network service. You don't have to worry about that. If you're driving through Wyoming and something happens, you know, emergency will always be covered. I was going to say a buffalo.
And it could happen.
Yeah, then it will be treated as an in-network service. So
before we go to break, let's talk about Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City no longer offers Medicare Advantage. There's a window right now. And we're doing this show here, you know, in February. There's a window now people still have to make a move. Let's talk about why that's important.
Yes. Their Medicare Advantage plan ended December 31. So they do have 60 days to be able to move to something else. Now, some people have already moved. Some people didn't realize, oh, my gosh, I don't have coverage because they didn't use it very much. They will be able still, if let's just say they got them onto some plan that they don't really like, a Med Sup that they don't like, or like a high deductible plan or something like, I didn't understand what this was. They still have the window of the 60 days to be able to move to have a March 1 effective date, and then it ends. and then there is no other. But they do have that 60-day window to be able to pivot to something.
So clarify that. They can pivot to an Aetna, a United, a Cigna, an AM Better, correct?
Yeah, right. And so I had somebody call up, and they had no idea that they were going to have this type of premium. They didn't know that the supplement was going to be so high. And they go, I really liked how Blue Cross, the Advantage plan worked. And I said, well, let's look at the other Advantage plans then and see if that fits. And so we were able to pivot for them.
Okay, so that happens to be here in the KC Metro. But, you know, if you're in a market somewhere in the country where you're one of the carriers is getting out, this happens all the time, okay? One of the carriers is getting out, there is a window there, whether it's here or whether it's someplace else. You can always reach out to the folks over at RPS BBDI, and they'll help you. 877-385-2224. 877-385-2224. They're happy to help you. And just as you heard Carol Lee, do a consultation. If they can help you, they will. If it's the right move to make a move, they'll tell you. If it's not, they're going to tell you that too. And that's pretty important. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to switch gears now and talk about ACA, the individual plans, Obamacare, ACA, whatever you know them as. We're going to talk about those and how those are working now and what to expect in the future. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIU Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIU Radio Network. This show is all about Medicare today, but the last segment we're reserving to talk about ACA, Obamacare, individual health insurance, and Carol Lee is an expert in that field as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to chat about that a little bit and tell you what some of the parameters around that, what's going on, and we'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm. We are past the open enrollment season for that.
We are indeed.
So anybody that's coming off an employer plan, someone that's been let go and their COBRA is too high, or, you know, they want to pivot to do something else, we can assist them with the marketplace and kind of go through. It's going to depend on how many people in your family, you know, the type of doctors you need, et cetera.
And do you get a subsidy? Do you not get a subsidy? Correct. Whatever the case may be. Here's the other thing that's really important to understand. if you're moving off of an employer plan, COBRA is not a good option. I'm just going to put that out there as a universal statement. I'm going to tell you why. While you were working, your employer paid maybe 50% of your premium. Maybe he paid, she paid 75%, or like the folks that Carol Lee was talking to a minute ago, he paid 100%. Now you go on COBRA. You're paying the employer portion, your portion, plus another 1% on top of that. So you wind up paying premiums that are oftentimes astronomical when you don't have to do that. You can go to an ACA plan. If you qualify for a subsidy, that'll offset it significantly. What are some of the parameters on subsidy now?
Well, and some people think, you know, oh my gosh, I'm not that low income, I'm not going to get a subsidy. Oh, you wouldn't believe how many people do get subsidies. If you're a family of four, they take the taxable income on that, and then they kind of run that through, again, zip code, date of birth, et cetera. But a lot of it depends on what their taxable household is. Even if there's like two people getting coverage, it's a taxable household of four, will be able to determine the subsidy that they get. A subsidy is monies that the government will give to the carrier on their behalf for part of the premium. So it really makes a difference on how much they're paying.
Yeah, and if you happen to be a 1099 employee and you're not on ACA and you're not going to get a, let's just say that you're a contract anesthesiologist, right? And you're making $200,000, $300,000 a year, you're not going to get a subsidy.
Correct.
So you, in that case, something like the gig care plan, which is designed specifically for 1099 people, might be a better option. The way to find that out is to give the folks at RPS Benefits by Design a call. They'll be happy to chat with you and show you the options. There are a host of plans out there that you can qualify for on the ACA side. If you're getting a subsidy, something like gig care is not going to work. Okay, but if I'm getting a subsidy from the government, why am I going to want to pay for a health insurance plan with no subsidy? Well, it doesn't make sense. But if you're a high-end realtor, you're a doctor, whatever the case may be, you may find that it makes a lot more sense for you to go to something like a gig care plan, which the folks over at RPS Benefits by Design can tell you. The other side of it is, Don't go up on the website. We have some real interesting experience with that here. Don't go up on the government website and try to sign up for this stuff, or use one of their navigators sisters or whatever they're calling it this week. We've done a couple shows to people that did that and wound up having huge problems down the road because they weren't enrolled properly or they needed some additional information. They went to give it to them and they got canceled. So again, you know, this
and ACA has changed over time. It has totally pivoted over time. So it's not the same as it was, you know, back then. So they get a subsidy. Someone said to me, give me the Cadillac plan. Just give me the Cadillac plan. Well, the Cadillac plan will determine who are your non-negotiable doctors, because not everybody has like everything. There are certain ones that will cover, you know, have contracts with, for instance, like St. Luke's and things of that nature here in Kansas City. So it's going to depend on who are their non-negotiable doctors. Those are the plans that we're going to pivot toward.
Yeah, you need to know, the big, are my doctors in the network? The other thing is there's a formulary. What are your drugs on that? Every formulary is different. So the one that Aetna had is not going to be the one that United Healthcare has. And oh, by the way, if you're on a United Healthcare ACA or a Blue Cross and Blue Shield ACA, you can't go to CVS pharmacies.
It's very
because
different.
Because CVS owns Aetna. Okay? And they're not going to allow United Healthcare or Blue Cross to come into CVS and get their medication. So that's why you need to talk to somebody that's professional and understands how this works and what makes sense, and it's the best thing for you to do. Number one, just be able to see if you qualify for that subsidy. And if you do qualify for it, you should certainly take advantage of it. But this is what they will tell you when you pick up the phone and give them a call and sit down and go through it with them. You know, what are the hospitals that are in the network? Because the networks are all different, right?
They're very different. And to kind of piggyback on that, a lot of the ACA plans are HMOs or EPOs. A lot of people are like, well, they
and
did.
So
they
what is an EPO?
Exclusive provider organization.
Okay.
It is more flexible than an HMO, so there's no referrals needed. But a PPO has out-of-network coverage. EPOs do not. So emergency care only on EPOs, because they're like, I thought I could see my doctor in, you know, out down at the lake. No, you can't, because it's not part of that network. So EPO is going to be different than it is. And that's, you know, they exist a lot in the ACA space.
So you're hearing these acronyms and they're confusing. That's, you know, EPO, the plan might be less money. Okay, very possible, because it's on you're only in a loud network. It's more than likely going to be a narrow network. That's how they control costs to some degree, is they control access. So the point is, I go over this time and time again, you know, again, there are people out there trying to sell these ACA plans in call centers and other places. You really need to talk to somebody that's a certified professional, understands the business, has the training, and been doing it for enough of a period of time that really understand what the choices are, wherever you're at.
And the marketplace, you know, they're all qualified health plans. What does that mean? Like, there's not a limit to how much, you know, the out-of-pocket is, you know, of what they'll cover. It's not like a $5 million limit, et cetera. They'll cover, you know, all pre-existing. They'll also cover, you know, maternity and things. There are a specific amount of things that have to be covered on a qualified health plan that you get through the marketplace.
Yeah, and that's really important for you to understand, so you know. Again, we're back to this, as we talked about in Medicare. Make a decision, but make an informed decision, make a good decision, and make it with the kind of help and counseling that you're going to get from a real professional that's out in there for the long-term relationship to work with you, and not somebody that's going to sell you something and go away. The problem with those call centers, okay, and those kinds of solicitations is when you get that person on the phone and they call you, ask them, well, when I have a claims issue, I have a provider issue, who am I going to call? They're not going to have an answer for that. Or they'll tell you, well, you call the 1-800 number. Well, good luck with that, okay, because it's not the same, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And also, too, just to kind of the if you're on an employer plan and they do offer you affordable health care, and there's a criteria for that, you are not allowed to get a subsidy. So these people that are going to be pivoting, you know, well, I'm going to go to, you know, to the marketplace and I'm going to get a big old subsidy or whatever, not if you have qualified health coverage that are offered through your employer.
And by the way, that same thing applies if you're an employee and you think, hey, I want to find out about that gig care plan. If your employer is offering a qualified health insurance plan, you can't qualify. qualify.
Right.
So the gig care plans are for $10.99. There are a host of plans out there. Again, this is why it's a good thing to pick up the phone and give somebody a call at RPS Benefits by Design. Thank you so much for coming in here today.
I loved it. Thank you so much,
Carrie.
You want
help, you want a professional, it's 877-385-2224, 877-385-2224, or RPS Benefits by Design, Inc.com. That's the website. And now I leave you this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd will usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Remember, friends, it's a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the very best, you most often get it. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America.